The details on the agreement were not immediately released. Michael Farron is a researcher with George Mason University who has been studying government subsidies and has focused on Wisconsin's deal with Foxconn. He says even an amended deal is unlikely to benefit the state, and the lack of detail isn't a good sign.
If it weren't going to be a potential very risky venture on behalf of Wisconsin politicians and policymakers and spending taxpayer money,
The deal is expected to be approved Tuesday by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The group approved the state's original $3 billion tax incentive deal with Foxconn under Governor Walker's administration in 2017. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.